Hello everyone, this is Lawrence and I am back with part 2 of Rhythm Heaven DS. So, in this one, we're going to have to face a few more difficult games, a lot more difficult than the first row, but we can manage, I think. Let's find out. So, our first game is one that, by the way, the second row is over here on the bottom. Again, starting from the right. The first game is one that is probably going to be the hardest in the row, and you'll see why in just a few seconds. It's called Rhythm Rally. And, fun fact, we're going to get introduced to 4 new intros in this part, so 4 completely new ones, nothing reused yet. We're going to see that end in quite a while. Even in the next part, there's going to be not very many new intros at all. In fact, there's only one new. Anyway, Rhythm Rally. So, this game is a ping pong game. And what do you do with the ping pong ball? Well, of course, you have to flick to swing your bat. So, you flick a few times. And then, the tutorial music in this level is so much slower than in the actual game, so just get used to this. What it's going to ask you to do is 1-2 flick 4, 1-2 flick 4. If you don't do it well enough, that happens. And if you don't do it at all, it does that as well. 3-4, 1-2 flick 4. And you keep doing this for a while. That's fine, but then also, there's this. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Oh, I see 1, 2, and 3, 4. So you have to get used to when they're coming at you at a half speed. And then, if you thought that was hard enough, there's even more. God, this is the hardest part. Here we go. Let's see how does it do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, that part. Where you hear, when you hear the thing go, you go, 1, 2, flick, 4. So you have to pay attention to that. 1, 2, flick, 4. And this is all slow and everything, and it's so much easier when it's slower, but the actual game is quite a lot harder. So let's see if I can do this without failing or getting an okay. Even the timing is really hard on this one, so here we go. Quite a lot of fast ones. And slow. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. Yes. Now we're back to normal ones. I like this music, by the way. It's pretty catchy. But, oh, come on. 1, 2, 3, 4. It does get stuck in your head at one point or another. But when you're actually playing it, you're trying to focus on the timing. It's not easy. Also, I'm not exactly sure when this gets introduced. I think it gets introduced, let me take a quick look. Or let me think. I think it's in Philbots. Oh, one of a few slow ones here. Oh, come on, I missed that one. 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Yes. Okay, what? In Philbots, I think. That's when it gets introduced. The, what? The random pitches of the ball as it gets hit. In Philbots, the robots have a random pitch when they say okay. So that's a thing. And when you clap in Fan Club, that's also a random pitch. So random pitch is quite common, and this is another case of that, and I only got an okay because I failed so many times. So what I'm gonna have to do is do another superb run. Great. Thought this was gonna happen, by the way, because this game is quite hard. So, save state. Oh god, not this thing. Excuse me for that. Sometimes when you press shift, or in my case, that's what select button is, you enter a certain part of the menu structure, and in this case it enters the cafe. So sometimes you may hear me do that. So, let's play some Rhythm Rally and actually get it right this time. Great! Superb! Has been done! Not bad! Now, in a few more games, you're gonna see something else happening, which to those who have played different Rhythm Heaven games by now is nothing special, but you'll see that in a minute. Whoa, what the? Whoa, that was weird. Okay, not yet. Excuse me for, that, let me go quickly turn my speech off so it doesn't do that. So, next game is a little bit easier, but not by much. Especially if there's lag involved. This game is called Shoot 'em Up because it's basically a listen and repeat game, one of the first listen and repeat games in this game. Well, if you don't count Fan Club as being one, but. Or Glee Club, more like. But this is a lot more of like a Simon Says type game where you hear a pattern, and all you do is tap in this one, so that is good. You don't need to flick. So, this is the way it works. You hear 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wait, no, you don't. You just tap 2, 3, 4, tap, 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 tap. If you don't do it right, that happens. You can mess with your lasers as much as you want, it really won't penalize you for doing that, but, okay, there's more. And this is where the hard part comes in. Where there's 7, or sometimes 8, in a row. If you don't have timing well enough on your taps, then you can easily get damaged. And this game is the game that I told you about where they have different audio files overlapping each other so they could be played in any version they want. And as you'll see, if I actually get to the very end of this project or playthrough, I'm going to be able to show off the endless games and stuff in a little bit more detail. Or at least try to. And this is one of them. Oh my god, what the hell? There's a lot of lag. It used to be. So there's a little bit of a break every wave, and then this happens. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes, got it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Get another trip here. The music doesn't follow the actual thing you're supposed to hit sometimes, so be really careful with that. And now there's a bunch of eights. No! And then this happens.
1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
And then 1, 2, 3. And that's the ending. Which I like pretty... I like quite a lot, because it's a stylish ending. I like that. Okay, did I get a superb, or did I get hit too many times? Nope. Okay. Crap. I guess I'm gonna have to do it again, because... I don't think there's anything stopping me from doing this the first try, but maybe this is the first time that I won't be able to do the superb first try. Let's find out. Okay. Let's get a superb on this, or at least try to. Crap. Ugh, I hate lag. Is it gonna happen now? No, it's not. So I can just skip this and try to do it again. I think that was perfect. Yes, I got the superb. Took me 2 tries this time, as you did hear. So, yeah, but I did get it finally, after 2 tries this time. So we can move on. Yay. Okay, and this is where it happens. You heard that chime there, and what that means is perfect attempts coming up. So, what this means is, this is where the save states come in. I'm going to have to find which game it wants me to perfect, and I'm going to cut to it and see if I can play it and get a perfect on it. I have 3 tries to do so, and if I fail, I'm just going to quit and not bother with it. So, let's see what it is. So, the game in question is Fan Club. Let's see if we can do this. I'm gonna see if I can, like, edit in my best attempt, if it actually does work. If not, then, well, I'm gonna edit in my best failed attempt. Here we go. First try, and I think it worked. For those who are wondering how this works is, I changed my sound settings around to dual SPU so I can turbo through all the intros and stuff and click the skip tutorial as fast as I possibly could. And then I waited for a specific action, and if I failed that action, sometimes I'd hear a kind of noise that tells me what game it is, and then I reload my state and play it normally and see if I can get it perfect, and this time I did, and this is the perfect music. So, this gives me the song Fan Club, I think, but I'm not exactly sure, and so, now it's time to move on to our third game in the second row, which, if it wants to work, should be this one. This game is, I think, the second easiest if you don't exactly count the remix. This game is called Bluebirds, and you have to respond to different cues that this bird commander gives you. Of course, he's a bird, because you can hear him do that every time. And that is a random pitch as well.
Peck your beak.
So when you hear it say, peck your beak,
peck your beak,
you go tap, tap, tap. You can also hold it for as long as
peck
you want, and it's going to go... You can do that as well.
Peck
but it doesn't
beak.
Matter. And if you don't do it, it actually went through. Okay, that's weird. Now, this is the part where you need to flick. So, here we go. He's gonna ask you to stretch out your neck and flick. Stretch out your neck. And you hold and flick, and that's about it. So let's see if I can do this. This should be quite a lot easier than the last two. Oh my god. Not with the lag, though.
Stretch out your neck!
Hey. Ooh, what?
Peck your beak. Peck your beak.
Those who play Force of Arson Rhythm Rage
peck your beak.
May recognize this control scheme. This is where
peck
it originated
beak.
From.
Stretch out your neck.
Yes. Got all three of those. Let's see if that boosts my rank. Or rating, rather. No, did not. I think it's just a case of first time retry, so... let's do that. No, why? Is it because I failed the first stretch out your neck? Please tell me it wasn't. If that wasn't a superb, I don't know what was. Thank you. That took me 2 tries as well. I was really surprised. But now we definitely do move on to bigger, or should I say easier, and a lot more fun things, including this next game. So, what is it, you may ask? I don't exactly know if this is the right way you pronounce it, but it's called Moai Doo-Wop. Apparently, it's 2 statues making different noises. There's a male statue and a female statue, and you're supposed to repeat, as the female statue, you're supposed to repeat the things that the male statue gives you. You're going to see what I mean. This is basically the same as Shoot 'em Up, where you remember and you copy the same thing that they tell you. What you have to do in this one is hold and let go, and also tap really quickly, as you'll see in a minute. So first there's this, where you I like the fact that the echoes are either on from coming to the left or to the right, depending on which one you are. That's really good attention to detail. If you don't do it right, it just makes boinging noises, so that is good. Now, this next part is a little bit trickier, but it's not much. You have to tap, and by that I mean, like, try to not hold your stylus down for any stretch of the imagination. You have to tap really quickly, oh, just like that. So, here we go. Just like that. Tap. Tap, 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 tap. Got it. There's one more. 1, 2, 3. No, I messed it up. Crap, crap, crap. And they can, like, you know, mix the two up, but I think I'm just gonna skip the tutorial and actually go to the game. This is another one of those that goes chromatically up. but not as much as the Philbots and Shoot'em'up did. I think it's a lot easier to see why they didn't make it on this level. Oh, come on, I clicked. Oh, this is the hard part where you have to go. Tap, tap. What? Are you kidding me? Tap, tap. There we go. Tap, tap. And tap, tap, tap. Tap, tap, tap. What? Tap, tap. Tap, tap. This is a really confusing part for me. Oh, and then there's this one where you have to pay attention to when you're supposed to let go. And this is two long ones, the same one this time. One, two, and tap, tap, tap. And that's all it was. I hope I got a superb first try, but I may not be surprised if I only get an okay. What is wrong with me? Well, the fact that I didn't tap fast enough, I think. So, it's time for a one-tribe superb, hopefully. I don't want to embarrass myself, seriously. It's a little bit weird having to, superb all of these second try. So, let's do that. Yep, that was definitely superb. Yes. Good. So I think having to superb all four of those games, second try, or possibly even first try for this one, was, a little bit worse than I thought I would have to do, but never mind, it worked at least. And now, for remix number 2, which does have flicking in it, so I'm gonna have to put my phone down again. And this remix has a theme of Hawaii, and Latin kind of music to it. And it also says, come on.
Pick your beat, bah, bah, bah. Pick your beat, bah, bah, bah. Stretch out your neck, bah.
Is the fact that, the Bluebird voice is now slower pitch, because it's a little slower BPM, so they have to accommodate for that. Also, I like how they're shooting up the noise is a little slow as well. What was that? Oh no, ping pong time. 2, 3, yes. Now there's a little... getting a little harder. Are you kidding me? What was that? 3.
Pick your beak.
No. That was like a try again level to me. That was definitely not good at all. Okay. The lag really, really doesn't like me right now. I have no idea what is going on. Thought this would be solved by now. I guess not. Well. Oh, second perfect attempt. Okay, let's see what that is. Oh! It turns out that I wasn't recording at all for the past few minutes in the actual game audio thing, so that's why it wasn't lagging. And even then, I couldn't perfect the game. It was Rhythm Rally, by the way. So, let's see if I can actually Superb Remix 2.
Pick your beat. Pick your beat. Stretch out your neck.
Got it! First try! The only game that I didn't have to Superb... Wait, no. Mwadu Wap, I can Superb first try, I think. And maybe even Rhythm Rally. I don't even remember now. All I know is I couldn't perfect Rhythm Rally, so I'm gonna have to wait for that another time. But at least Row 2 is now done. And now, as you may expect, we have a row in the center, a row down below here, and a row over here, which is going to contain 3. So, that was finding out if perfect attempts actually worked, which they kinda did, but not very much. And row 2 with a lot of struggles, but it did get complete. So, I guess I'm just going to say, thanks for watching this one, and I'll see you in the next one, where we're going to see some unusual control methods, as well as a lot of reoccurring intros. So I'll see you then.